As I was saying, you mentioned something about Billy and a 30-mile campground, the skunk. I don't guess I remember the skunk, but I sure do remember the good times we had. We never did have too good of luck at fishing, but I really did enjoy that trip, and I hope we can make it again sometime. You were wondering where Billy's at and what he's doing. Well, he's still on the USS Laffey, which is on the east coast there at Norfolk. He's not too satisfied with it. You know, he did have that one tour of the Mediterranean, and he wants to get away from the East Coast, so I think he's going to be going to California shortly, and he'll be out there for 3 or 4 months, I think. He's going to go to River Patrol School. So he'll be on a river boat which patrols the rivers here in Vietnam. It's going to be pretty exciting, I guess. Kind of hate to see him get on something like that. They have some pretty difficult times sometimes, but I guess that's what he wants. Well, maybe that'll be the best. About David Lee, and he's going to AOCS. I hope you'll encourage him a lot and tell him about how great Pensacola is. I wrote him and Carolyn a real long letter the other day and told him about how good a place it was, and told him about the guards, and told him a little bit about the program that he's going to be going through. If you have one of those books that tells about the different stages that you go through, like primary, secondary, and all that, you might let him look at one of those if they come through Fiona there. Carolyn mentioned something about her going to Pensacola with him. I don't think they allow her up there while he's going through AOC school. But she can go up after he gets his commission and starts his flight training. I think I explained that pretty well in the letter, but I guess they know more about what's going to be happening now. And I want you to be sure and tell them about the guards and encourage them to go to church there at Warrington Church of Christ and get in with those folks. And I know they'll really enjoy it whenever they get there. About Freda Floyd at ACC, Kay knows that Jen Welch and Frida and Mike is all there, and I hope that she'll get a chance to contact all of them and see them sometime, and especially get a ride back to Fiona with them to see all of y'all. You were asking about Don Robbins and where his wife is. Well, his wife is in Jonesboro, Arkansas. That's where she came from, and that's where he was living too, I think. They went to Arkansas State. If you remember, Arkansas State was one of the schools that was in the same conference that ACC's in. They did get a baby boy. I don't know whether you remember that or not. And her name is Charlotte Robbins. You asked about Al Bell. Well, he's from down around Temple, somewhere down in there. I'm not sure where he went to school. I think he went to two or three different schools while he was going to school there in Texas. I think he even went to one school up in Oklahoma. You were asking about the hospital up around Way. How many hospitals they did have in Way. Is all I know is the one hospital they have in Way. That's where we used to take medevacs that we picked up around the area here around Fubai. I did get your the electric blanket, and I really do appreciate it. I don't remember you were asking what day I got it, so you'd know how long it took. So I'm not sure. I think it took about 2 weeks, but I did get it, and I really do appreciate it, and I'm sure it'll come in handy whenever the weather starts getting bad and need something to keep my bed dry, so I have a dry bed when I get ready to go to bed at night. About the typhoons, we did have a pretty good typhoon come through here. We had about 60, 65 mile an hour winds, and I think we had about 20 inches there in a pretty short time of rain, so it was pretty exciting for a little while. We didn't do any flying for about 2 days there. About the orphanage and the clothes, well, it'll be just fine if you want to wait till you get a few more clothes in the church deal there. About the batteries for the recorder, if you want to go ahead and send some more batteries, I'll give you the size on those batteries. I think they're size C battery, and try to get some that are that'll last a long time and that are sealed up real good so they won't leak acid into the tape recorder here. I was real glad to hear that I got some money back on my insurance. That $67 will probably come in handy whenever we get ready to go in R&R, but if you need it for anything, well, why don't you just go ahead and take it out of the bank and put it into your account or use it any way that you want to. Sounds like Annie's really having quite an experience with Otis and his dogs. I guess she could have expected that whenever she married him, but I guess she's getting into the swing of things. Sounds like she bought her one dog and bringing them back in the car. I bet that was pretty exciting too. I really do get a kick out of Otis and Annie. They're really good people, and I hope we can take another trip down to Del Rio and take Kay along sometime and get them to go with us, and well, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. That Evelyn and Gray, they sound like they're doing real good. I haven't gotten but the one letter from them, and it was from Joan. I guess she's kind of mad at me for not writing her so long, and whenever I did write her, I hinted for her to send me some taffy, so I guess she's kind of upset at me, but maybe she's not too mad at me. I was real glad to get the cookies that Granny fixed up for me, and I want to thank her personally right now for all the real good cookies. They were real good. I really did appreciate them, and they didn't last too long. Got Janet helping with the orphanage out there. I'll be glad to send all those clothes on out to the orphanage if they can get them up here. She was wondering about the hospital, the two-story hospital that was supposed to be near Fubai here. I don't know anything about it. I haven't heard anything about it. I guess y'all know more about that than I do. You're wondering about where I do my taping. You can probably hear all the hollering in the background. I do have to do it right here in the hooch. And if you hear anything in the background, well, just kind of disregard it, because it's just a bunch of guys blabbing on about a little bit of nothing, probably. I'd like to hear from Jim and Cheryl. I haven't heard anything from them. I'm glad he did get to come by the house and listen to the tapes. They probably weren't too good, but maybe he could get something out of them. I hope they've got to come by a lot more to see y'all. I know you're probably disappointed in them that they can't come by and spend more time with you and spend a few nights with you. About Scott come by the day before yesterday. We had a real good talk and enjoyed the visit quite a bit. I think he's back in a different section now than he was. Maybe they're gonna send him to some base, he thought, where he could get in on the crash crew, and that's what he's been trained for, and he hasn't been getting to practice what he was trained to do. About Raymond, I wrote Raymond a letter and told him to be sure and let me know where he was at, and I might get a chance to drop by and see him sometime. At Tom Shelton, I found out Tom Shelton was up by the LZ Eagle, is what we call it. It's not but about 4 or 5 miles here from our base, so maybe I'll get a chance to get up to see him sometime. Whenever Scott come by, he was on his way up to Eagle, and he was going to drop in and see Tom. He had already seen him one time, and I guess they really had quite a reunion whenever he got to see him. I know Scott was real glad to see a familiar face, so he was going back up and see him again. It's real good that he gets to go up there. He was going up there to pick up some kind of parts, so I'm glad they're getting together, and maybe I'll get up to see him. Dale is up at Camp Evans. It's about 15 miles from here. It's right on Highway 1, too. I hope I'll get up to see him sometime. I did get a letter from him today, and I wrote him a couple of days ago, so we both know where each other's at, so maybe one of us will get to see the other one some way if both of us are trying our best to get to see each other. He's has a desk job, I think, and he also gets to work out on the perimeter at night, sound like. I guess they have to defend their base, and everybody gets a little work out on the perimeter. You can't quite know how it made me feel whenever you sang Trust and Obey at the last of that other tape. I really did enjoy it, and it, I don't know, you just can't realize how it made me feel. I'll have to admit it did bring a few tears. It's been a long time since I heard all those good songs, and I feel real fortunate to be your son, and I hope that in the future I can be a good example to everyone and just be the example that y'all have given me, and make the best out of everything. I'm sure that Kay and I'll do our best, and if we do our best, well, we can't ask for anything any better, I don't think. We're really anticipating a real good life together, and all of our ideas seem to be about the same, so I'm sure everything will work out for the best, as long as we do ask God in our prayers to help us. It'd certainly be a long tour, long 13 months over here if I didn't have y'all back in the States to send all the tapes and all the goodies, and you don't know how much I appreciate everything that y'all do for me. These tapes have really helped me out, and it's something that you just kind of live for every day. You're looking for a letter and you're looking for a tape. It kind of gives you something to go on to the next day for. Without them, it would sure be a long tour. You wouldn't have anything to look forward to like I do with all the tapes and the letters and packages coming in. I got the mail come in twice today, and I got that package this morning, and I got the letter from Dale this morning. I'll have to tell you something pretty funny. He's only about 15 miles up here, as I told you, and I looked on the letter, and it took about a week for the letter to get here, so it's a lot better off just mailing it from the States and getting it over here, but I guess they do have their problems. Well, it looks like the tape's about to run out, and I want all of you to know that I'm thinking about you, and I love you a lot, and fix up another tape and get it back over here.